This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Summertime on the radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner and I are here to focus on the good stuff. And sometimes in order to focus on the good stuff, you have to understand the bad stuff. Mark Twain said something or wrote something I thought it was worth a moment of our time, Jay. He writes, "The fear of death comes from the fear of life. A person who has lived fully is prepared to die at any time." I wonder if you think that's true or not. If you think a person has gone all out, lived a great life, and in their later years they are less afraid of death.
I believe so.
I do too. That's with me. I don't think about it at all. I used to think about it when I was in my 30s, thought about it all the time. And then through the course of life, coincidental or not, but if you have less fear, you're probably more likely to live fully. You all know people who spend their lives worried about this and worried about that. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. And so think about what Mark Twain said and how it might play out in your life. Just as a matter of reference, much anything else.
Less regrets.
Yeah. Have you noticed that the prices of gasoline and diesel have gone up over the last couple of weeks?
Yes.
Yep. The prices have surged because of our friends, in quotation mark, the Saudis, have cut production of oil. And it seems to me when I go back into the Obama administration, one of the good things about what was done in those 8 years was we became pretty much self-sufficient in terms of oil. Now, the people who are playing with the puppet president seem not to want to have that. And so as a result, we have a lot of the environmental wahoos out there doing what they do to cut oil production. They're going to have electric cars. And so now Saudi Arabia has come in and said that they will continue to cut the production of oil, and so about 1 million barrels a day has been taken out of circulation, and that's why you see these higher prices. The 5-week trend affecting all of us who are traveling, summertime, right, to our vacation, it isn't by accident that the prices go up the way they do. They do it because they're happy to screw you as much as they can, these oil companies. And the Saudis are good friends, the Saudis. Yeah, right. Magnificent. I think the average price around here has gone up to about $3.87, $3.89. What is it where you are in Cleveland, Jay?
What I've been seeing is about between $3.80 and $4.
Yeah, yep. And earlier this year, it was down $3.19. It was at $2.99. I remember it being at $2.99. But they do the same thing every year. And you get schnookered by this, but we all want to go on vacation, right? And I think there's collusion with the auto manufacturers who don't really want to make electric cars, but they're finding that there is a niche for them to get started. There are so many, depending on the brand, there are lots of, I think Ford has a special deal on electric pickup trucks because nobody wants to. Think about this. If you want to drive a pickup truck, most of the time you want to have sort of action, right? So if you're worried about going away on a trip into the woods, you're worried that the truck's going to run out of energy because you don't have any place to plug it in. What are you going to do? You're not going to buy a Ford. You're not going to buy any electric vehicle. If you're in a city and you don't have to drive very far back and forth to work, if that's what you use it for errands or just to pleasure, and you can keep it, you know, reasonably close in, then it's probably okay for you. But they keep touting, 319 miles. But people don't think they, you have to gas up the car, so I suppose there's an awareness of that, but it's different. Because gasoline is pretty much everywhere. The electric plug-in stations are not. So there's something else to be worried about.
Well, and there's so few. So there have been times where I see the electric plug-in stations, and there's like two, and they're already being used, and then you have people waiting. And it's not as quick as filling up your tank. You have to sit there for a longer period of time.
Yeah, they're trying to create quicker places to fill up, but that's not working so well here and there. Roller coaster news. Roller coaster malfunction, trapping riders 200 feet in the air. Evacuation. This is in Sandusky, the Foot Amusement Park. Sandusky is also the home of Cedar Point, right? And this is part of, I think, Cedar Point, isn't it? It's a little west of you. Yeah,
this was at Cedar Point, and riders had to walk down these really steep steps because it was the big hill.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When I was in college in Ohio, Northwest Ohio, I used to go to Sandusky, as we call it, Sandusky. It was about, 35, 40 miles from Heidelberg's campus, so we went up there. And so all of this video from this malfunction, as you can imagine, everybody's got a camera, and there it is on social media, riders being forced to evacuate. What does that do? It doesn't do a lot for Cedar Point, frankly. And so should these things, that's the issue, should these things be played and just have people interpret whatever, there it is, and basically affect the commerce of Cedar Point? Was it as bad as everybody? I mean, it wasn't great for the people who were involved in it, but it was
one of those situations where people are stuck upside down for 3 hours.
No,
amusement parks where these rides are built and they stay there and they run the tests every day, multiple times a day, and they're not afraid to shut something down for a period of time if it needs to be fixed, as opposed to, I think, the more dangerous rides are at the traveling carnivals.
Yeah,
that come to like go town to town to town, and those are built to be put up and torn down, and it seems like those are the rides that more issues typically happen.
There's more stress on the equipment because, as you just said, it's up, it's down, you put it together, you take it apart. It seems to me that this summer, tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, that we've had more attention to roller coasters and things. Wasn't there a couple of weeks ago that big crack that somebody found in a roller coaster?
Yes, and then that's so then they had shut it down, but while inspecting it, they found another crack.
Another crack. All right, here's the story of a Florida roller coaster that closed after a boy fell, suffered traumatic injuries, a six-year-old boy falling from the ride. The boy was on the Galaxy Spin ride at Fun Spot America near Kissimmee. It's just south of Orlando. That's where Disney is. So this six-year-old actually fell off, or was it under the roller coaster? I'm trying to figure this out. Was it on top of it or under it? He was hospitalized. That's serious injuries, matter of fact. So don't you have to be buckled in these things? Don't they have seat belts and protective gear?
So and a lot of these kind of thrill rides, you have to be a certain height. And
five feet, you can't get on.
But maybe this six-year-old was tall enough.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Galaxy Spin.
Seriously injured, but will survive. Thankfully.
He'll survive. The Galaxy Spin roller coaster, described as a wild mouse-style type coaster that produces heavy G-forces as riders turn the sharp corners of the ride. Who wants to do that? You probably like this. I don't. Why would you want to have your?
Yeah,
pants?
I can do the ups and downs. I can't do the loop de loops, especially when it's like double loops. That messes with my equilibrium a little bit too much.
So am I a chicken? I've never been on a roller coaster ride. Never.
No, it's not for everyone.
No, and be got to be smart enough to know that. All right. Number of children sent to the hospital after a summer camp bus crashed in Idaho. 30 children hospitalized. The bus crashed on a highway. So is this something that we all need to know about? I tell the story and then I think to myself, why do we want to talk about this? Well, how are you made better or more aware? Is this something, if you're sending your children to summer camp, do you now want to go check the bus out? You want to know what the driver's all about? How old is the bus? You know, that kind of stuff. It was a YMCA bus, I think, wasn't it? A lot of buses. There were, you know, a lot of these private camps and stuff, they have buses of their own. Usually they're older buses that mm-hmm. have been used for school service. That doesn't mean just because they're old that they aren't good and functional.
Yeah. And but, accidents yeah. happen. An accident can yeah. happen with just the parent traveling to the location where everybody's meeting up to get on the bus.
Right.
It's not that it will always happen, but accidents do, in fact, happen.
I've heard that. So you saw the video from this brawl in Montgomery, Alabama the other day? The violence between blacks and whites on the city's riverfront. In Montgomery, there's pictures of men and women fighting, blacks and whites fighting.
I would call it people coming to the rescue of someone who was wrongfully being attacked by some voting thugs.
Right. Well, I guess that's the bottom line. If you look at all the videos of the incident, they've gone viral all over the place the last couple of days. I always love it when somebody says they're all over X, and then in parentheses, you know, the social media that used to be Twitter.
Yeah.
Right? Different angles, vantage points.
The dog worker was doing his job. The voters weren't following direction, and then they wanted to throw down. And
right.
it was like four or five people against this one dock employee, and then other people standing by witnessed it, and they came to the rescue. And the greatest part was somebody was on a boat and saw this happening, dove right off their boat, swam through the water to get up on the dock to join in and help it.
Right, yeah. Well, a dozen people were hurt, and there are four or five people that are going to be under arrest, as well he should be. The black dock worker was just doing his job. All right, 18 after, your consideration is helpful here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Do you have to replace tires on EVs sooner than gas cars? AAA's Greg Brandon says the short answer is yes.
Probably somewhere between 20 and 40%, this is a guess, of faster tire wear for a EV than you'll have with a regular internal combustion car. It's no surprise. EVs accelerate faster. They have more torque, which is rough on tires, just like a drag car, you know, drag racing car burning out, right? And so they have that combined with a lot more weight. I mean, the electric vehicles will weigh as much as like a full-size pickup truck, but then be riding on wheels and tires that are made to reduce the rolling resistance, which might be smaller than a regular internal combustion tire. So the combination of those two things leads to wear. And then there's some manufacturers like Tesla specs a tire that actually has less tread depth right from the start, and they do that because they want to maximize the range of the vehicle.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As we dig around in social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on X, it's Good Day On Air. I say this pretty much every day. I'm almost ready to stop promoting us on X because it seems so silly. And then what I just said a few minutes ago about somebody posting stuff from that Montgomery melee, and they had to, as they posted, they said they posted it on X, and then they feel like they have to explain in parentheses that it used to be Twitter. Yeah, come on. All right, speaking of that sort of thing, Mark Zuckerberg, who's in charge of Meta, and Elon Musk. Yep. Zuckerberg says he's ready for a cage match with Elon Musk, but Elon Musk says he has to have some surgery first. Yeah, there they go. This is the silliest thing they've
been. This has been going around for some time.
Right.
And Mark Zuckerberg is, I can't remember what belt he is, but he's pretty good at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Not one to be messed with.
Nah. He suggested August 26th for a time. I don't think anybody should hold your breath for this. I don't think that you're going to see. Musk said he needed to have an MRI of his neck and upper back. It might require surgery before the fight can happen.
Oh, he's going to cheat. He's going to be like the bionic man. That's what that surgery is about.
Oh, is that what it is?
Pretending there's something. Yeah, let's start that rumor.
Okay. Help yourself. This could be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world.
It will be. Yeah. The cost of pay-per-view and how many people will actually get in on this? Yes.
How much are you going to put on Zuckerberg? How much are you going to put on Musk? The first fight would be the last fight, probably. This is anyway, silly stuff. I mean, people got anything better to do with their time, right? We posted at both, when I say we, I mean we. I say I when I mean I, and I say we when I mean Jay and I, and others associated with the program. So I put first up this picture of Sam Elliott, and the phraseology around the picture is as follows. It's okay for you to believe what you believe. It's not okay for you to demand others believe the same way, which is certainly psychology 101 and accurate. Mm-hmm. So a lot of likes to that post, as it does represent my libertarian point of view, I guess, on many things. I'm so tired of people canceling others and yada, yada, yada. So Dennis Stecoe said, as a response to this, exactly. So we can take the holy rollers with religious freedom and tell them to go kick rocks. That is interesting because most of the people I know who are judgmental claim to be very religious. It's kind of like patriots, the people who claim to be patriots. I'm a patriot. Really, they can't see beyond their nose, most of them. Anyway, so let's see, there's that comment. John Jonesy says he believes Jay keeps Doug on the straight and narrow. What does that got to do with what we're saying here? Huh? What do you... Why? You're right there. Jay does keep me on the straight and narrow. That's an accurate statement, sir. Not sure how it applies to this particular phraseology. Jeremy Wood says probably the best thing ever. Referring to the statement, it's okay for you to believe whatever you want to believe. Good. Have strong opinions. But don't tell me I'm wrong because it doesn't agree with your sway on things.
And opinions are not facts.
No, of course they are. A lot of people think they are. It's like I used to get a kick out of knowing. Knowing Limbaugh as I did, and Bill O'Reilly's kind of cut out of the same cloth. No spin zone. Everything's a spin with him. So, you know, take your own countenance and be proud of where you are and leave other people alone.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case, after the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. Thanks for listening as we get this Tuesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Before half the hour now, the exciting, ever effervescent Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the air. I was reading through some of the things that come to us by way of our social media connections and trying to figure out what some people think is the biggest problem in the world. So this may not be one of the biggest problems, but I guess I'm wondering out loud whether I'm the only one who's frustrated with virtual assistants that answer your phone call when you're calling the bank, you're calling the phone company, you're calling the people at Prime, wherever it is, call the airline. And
it says something along the lines of, like, we're trying to put you with the correct people to help your specific situation, but then it never understands what you're saying, and you just have to either keep hitting zero until the machine gets frustrated.
That's what I do.
A human being.
Bing, 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 well, an American, but you can't get it anywhere. I want an agent. Agent, agent, agent. So you'd think these people would get the message, but you know what? They have the message. They don't care. They don't need to care because there's a monopoly. The American government has gotten so far out of whack that these things, the bureaucrats, the people who are the licensing boards, you know, this stuff that the average person can't fight, so they don't, and therefore we have what we have, right? Think about it. The same thing all the time. You're not supposed to, you know, when people answer a phone call and they're actually live, but they're on a script, right? And so if you question them or the answer to the question may not be on the list they have, they just hang up on you. That happens all the time, right? Your call is important to us. Please note that our menu has changed.
Yeah.
Main menu. To talk to a boss about paying your bill, press 1. Mm-hmm. To talk to a bot about your account details, press 2. To talk to a bot about today's weather, press 3.
Oh, I hate when you get stuck in the revolving door of the carousel where it's press this for this, and you press that because that's what you needed, and then it comes to the next 3, and then you press it. And somehow it takes you back to the one you previously just were in, and it's like, wait a second, so do I have to press something else? I cannot tell you how many times I had to press different departments just to get a person who will then transfer me themselves. But also, when you do get a human being, depending on what kind of issue you are having, they help you to an extent, and then you're on hold, and then they send you to
somebody
else.
Let me get the supervisor.
Somebody else, and then you're on hold, and then they send you back to the first person you were communicating with. Or you, this is one of those things with Apple devices, typically, and your phone provider. Yeah. If you have an issue with your device, because now there's the Apple Store, 10 out of 10 times, you will either go to the Apple Store or you will go to your phone provider store, and they will send you to the opposite store, and then that store will send you back to the opposite store. And it's like, okay, so which one do I try first when you know they're just going to send you to the other guy? I digress.
No, it's so silly. All right, let's get on the serious side of things. The Minneapolis police officer, his name was Tao Feo, I believe is how you pronounced it, sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison for his role in the death of George Floyd. This is 3 years in the making. It's taken 3 years for the state to pursue this fellow, to get him through the system, and to make sure that he pays the price for what he did. Like Derek Chauvin. He was the real bad guy in it. Officer held back the bystanders, referred to himself as the human traffic cone. He was convicted of aiding and abetting the manslaughter that took place. He's serving 3.5 years in prison already on federal charges, so he gets transferred to the state prison after finishing his federal sentence. 2 concurrent prison terms. And then there's Chauvin, who's what, 22 years for the state charges, 21 years for the federal charges. So he's likely not to ever get out of jail again. Are people learning from all of these things? Or they just get angrier because they don't believe there's one camp that says that Floyd got what he deserved. And then there's another camp that says, look at the police, they're out of control. And there doesn't seem to be anything in the middle.
No,
we're not changing, learning. Yeah, exactly, the extremes. All right, tell me whether you think this is extreme. A lot of people come to Cape Cod, and that old Patti Page song, if you have an evening and you want to, whatever, that's the old Cape Cod song. So the federal government owns a bunch of dune shacks on the Cape on federal land. And they are these little shacks that were used by fishermen. They were used by a lot, well, not down the Cape, but they're mostly fishermen. And there are a couple of places where famous poets, authors, Hemingway, Eugene O'Neill, they would go during the day and they'd sit there and contemplate their next novel or whatever was next on the bill of fare or next poem. And so they became famous outposts. But literally, that's what they are. And so here on the far edge of the Cape, lovely, beautiful beaches, there are 19 of these shacks. There have no water, no electricity. They look like you know, the shingles look like they're on the Cape, because they are. So they're on in the town of Truro and Provincetown, out at the end of the Cape. They aren't like anything else. Certainly, you look at the real estate market on the Cape, and these sort of these homes that are on the water are going for millions of dollars. And so these 19 bohemian posts, as they describe them, the Park Service describes them as bohemian posts. Artists, writers, they are a couple of miles from downtown Provincetown, isolated. And so the National Park Service wants to lease these to selected bidders. And one wonders, what are you going to do there? There's no toilet, there's no water, there's no nothing. It's just a shack with a couple of like old seats in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the government is trying, and the locals are all over this. They don't want them defiled by somebody going down and doing whatever they might do in these shacks.
They're accusing little shack.
Yeah. They're accusing the federal government of a reckless money grab. No. The feds wouldn't do that, would they? The Park Service says that they have had a plan for a long time for these shacks. And they want to assure everybody of the integrity of what they're trying to do. Preservation of historic districts and historic buildings. But
well,
they think,
how are you preserving it if you're just leasing them out to the highest bidder?
Yeah. Thank you. That's a I think that pretty much sums it all up. You want to go to the house where Tennessee Williams went? You want to go to the house where Eugene O'Neill went? Do you want to go to Norman Naylor's? Norman Naylor's good, Doug. Norman Mailer's house, E.E. Cummings? All of them had a grand place along the shore in these shacks. And you can have them for $4,000 a week. Yep, there you go. And the government needs to have more money to waste. So they'd be happy to take it from you if you want to spend. Now, there are a lot of people who have a lot of money. They spend the $4,000 just to go down there and take some pictures and stuff because they've been off the beaten path. So let's go. Right? You ready? Got $4,000? Jay, let's go down to the Cape and rent a shack. That sounds like...
I wish I had that kind of business. Passive income.
The business called Rent a Shack. There you go. Well, you won't see any bears there. There aren't any bears on the Cape, but there are bears out in Montana. Here's another one. How many bear stories have we told this year about bears breaking in to barns and
chasing people
around?
Yeah, and it's not just like hikers or people on the trail or camping. It's happening in backyards and their homes and garages.
All right, so here's the story of Thomas Bolcom and his fiancée. They were sleeping. One of their dogs started barking about 3 o'clock in the morning. They have a little house in a little town called Luther, the base of the Bear Tooth Mountains. They're called the Bear Tooth Mountains for a reason, as you will quickly hear. So this fellow wakes up and hears all this noise. The bear has found its way into this guy's living room. How would you like to wake up to a bear in your living room? So this guy had a gun. He got the gun out and he shot the bear. So is that what you would do? Is that the prudent thing to do?
Like, he thought it was humans at first breaking into the house.
Right.
And he's ready to defend himself and his fiance, and he gets into the living room. He's 5 feet away from this bear. Mm-hmm. Now he realizes, like, whoa, I really have to defend myself.
Well, the bear's looking for food. They're looking for garbage. They're looking for anything. And so it's an eye-opening incident. The guy said, I never thought there would be a bear in our house.
Yeah.
So it's quite the wake-up call.
It's not like that bear is trying to go in. It's not like that bear is trying to go in and cause them harm, just trying to survive. But at the same time, it could turn very quickly and kill these people.
Yep. Yeah. Been a lot of that stuff this summer, though. It seems. Doesn't it seem like there's more of that sort of thing this summer?
Yeah, with all different kinds of animals. Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about the otter attack recently with the three women just floating in the tubes down a river.
Yeah. Right. Go get them. Here are a couple of guys that stole $9 million in jewelry, cash, some other things from a Russian family in Barcelona. So the police in Spain are on the job. They've arrested two. These two stole $9 million worth of jewelry and cash from people at the airport in Barcelona. So here's a scam and a half. This sounds like the Italian Job.
I was thinking of Ocean's Eleven. Like,
Ocean's really 11,
study those films nearly enough because they would have been caught then.
The Ocean's 8, there were two of those. There were a number of those movies. There were two that were really good that had, you know, the usual ensemble. Brad Pitt and George Clooney and Matt Damon and all that bunch. Those were good movies. And then the one the girls, the women did, Sandra Bullock.
Yes, that was,
good. That was good. That was good. Yeah, that was very good, I thought, anyway. So some of the items, by the way, stolen, watches, rings, a 47-carat ring. How big is, that's like Elizabeth Taylor's ring, worth $5 million? What do you leave those laying
million?
Around
I would think a 47-carat ring would be worth so much more than $5 million.
So what do you? Why do you leave the stuff around? They left it in the car, apparently. So anyway, as in, what is the old expression? Do as I say, not as I do. One of the people that works for me that's in charge of taking care of business, if you will, and we have a book of things that the management, you know, going back and forth to make sure all the numbers are equal and whatever the cash that comes in from what we do on the farm on the weekends was in a book, and unfortunately it got left in a car, and the car was open, and somebody walked by and saw the book and grabbed it. So hundreds of dollars in cash, whoosh, out the window. And it doesn't look like, you know, it's not like, hello, this screams, I've got cash in me, but people will steal anything. And they got to be careful about that, which is kind of a sad reality in and of itself. 48 after here on Good Day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Doug Stefan here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what happens.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this,
make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack from his clinic in Salt Lake City, his website ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find a lot of information out about various things that Jack recommends nutritionally, among other things. And as luck would have it, there is a discussion floating around today of nutrient-dense foods. We know by listening to Jack, and we're going to have it underscored here, how essential these nutrient-dense foods are for good health. Most Americans are missing these key nutrients from their diets. So let's listen to this conversation with Jack Miller.
Registered dietitian Francis Largeman Roth explains why whole food nutrition is important.
Nutrient-dense foods are essential for good health. If your diet is missing key nutrients, supplements are an easy way to help fill these nutritional gaps, but choosing the right one is important.
Standard Process, a leader in whole food-based supplements, grows most of the raw plant ingredients used in their products at their certified organic farm in Palmyra, Wisconsin.
From seed to supplement, Standard Process protects the vital nutrients found in each ingredient. They offer over 300 high-quality supplements like Conjuplex, which contains organic alfalfa and organic buckwheat, and supports healthy immune system function. Easy Mag is made from two key organic ingredients, Swiss chard and buckwheat. Its multiple forms of magnesium help support central nervous system health.
Learn more at standardprocess.com and click on Where to Buy for the purchasing option that works best for you.
I know where to buy. I can find
any of the products at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
There you go. Jack is one of the largest distributors of Standard Process products. We've talked about them for years, ever since you've been around, because you got me started on Standard Process things. And now I take probably 30 different supplements a day that are all, like I take Conjuplex. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Conjuplex.
Yep. For the lungs.
I take, yep, Easy Mag. This is another one, but they're all...
For magnesium.
Yep, Right. You can. We talk about them all the time here. So it's interesting that they're underscoring that. Standardprocess.com or go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You need to have the right ingredients. And unfortunately, as we've said many, many times here and in other places, the food that we get today, the packaged crap for the most part, is just that, packaged crap. So we have that.
You know, and it's interesting how that misses the consciousness of a lot of people, that they would never think about artificial blood put into their bodies. They would never think about artificial children being given to them if they're infertile. But they don't think twice about artificial foods, and artificial in the sense that Mother Nature didn't produce what they're eating. And so that's when it comes to supplementation, that's what one of the things I liked about Standard Process is it comes from their own 600 acres of organic farms in Palmyra, Wisconsin.
Yep.
I've been to the plant three times now.
Wow.
It's just amazing how they handle this stuff.
Myself, yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating to watch the process they go through.
Yeah. Well, there you've heard it from the man who knows, Jack Stockwell. And these things are the kind of, we have these material discussions all the time. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you hear Jack. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Let's get to a couple of things here that have been banged back and forth. The whole focus on Ozempic. Ozempic!
What a
commercial. The ad on the air. And how... this is if I put you and Ken Kronhaus together on this discussion, there probably wouldn't be a more different point of view presented by the two of you. I find, and Ken and I have had this argument. We haven't had a discussion. We had an argument about it because he thinks these things are great for losing weight. I have we've become such a drug culture, but. And I don't, you know, I have respect for everybody's point of view, but there's just too doggone many of these, so.
Well, the propaganda is drugs for anything, drugs for everything.
Right.
And if there's a shortcut that most people can take, because most people, including myself, can be very lazy about things at times.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a shortcut that we can take.
Take a pill.
Take a pill, for Pete's sake. Don't change your lifestyle.
No.
Don't get up off the couch. Don't start a little habit of walking 2 or 3 days a week around the neighborhood. Don't do anything like that. Don't watch the processed carbohydrates that you're eating. Don't watch all the bad seed oils that you're eating in your foods. Just take a pill. Just sit back and turn over, go back to sleep. We've got you covered. We have a pill for that.
Well, so the idea of this part of the program brought to you by Calitrin, that's a pill too, but it's an all-natural pill.
Well, it's food.
It's food. And that's how you lose weight.
It's food, yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bottom line is take things that are good for you, not things that could be bad for you. Yeah, check it out, by the way. Collagen is one of the main ingredients. Check it out. Calitrin's info at toploss.com. All right, Jack, thanks.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.